I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
So you were saying you're not sure if she'll be able to do all the hours for you?
Yeah, I don't know how many hours they're gonna have. I need to know the hours and I'll let her know.
Okay, so once we know, then we can see how many she can do. But
okay.
You're saying she'll do some of them for sure.
Other one?
So your granddaughter will for sure do some of the hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So what's your granddaughter's name?
Tatiana.
Can you please spell it?
Okay. T as in Tom. A. T as in Tom. I. Wire. A N A. T A T I Y. A N A.
Okay, and her last name?
Merced. M-E-R-C-E-D. M-E-R-C as in cow, E and D as in dog.
Merced?
Yes, Merced.
Okay. And her phone number. Does she have a phone number?
44-987-0983.
Okay. Amazing. Okay. Fine. So let's see. I'm going to send over her information to staffing here. Let's see. Once you have the assessment with the service coordinator, we can find out exactly about the hours. And if we need somebody else, we'll find someone else for you. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Because my daughter is my neighbor. So if she don't call it all the hours, my daughter, she works second shift. So, no, 11 to 7. She can do, she sleeps in the morning when she comes out. And then 3 to 11, she's free. 3 to 10, she's free. Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because that way I don't have to be worried. I had two puppies. Well, not puppies, because one is 14 and one is 15. I used to have 5 dogs. They all died. The 3 of them died in the last 2 years.
Oy.
So I had the youngest one. Yeah. No, I had the youngest one and the older one.
Oh, wow.
But the older one weighed 7 pounds. You can imagine how big she is that she weighed 7 pounds. I think that's why she survived for so long. Because she's so small and skinny that she barely is sick. Yeah. But the other one, no. Okay. So I don't want to be nobody that some people don't like dogs, some don't like, some people dislike.
I'll.
And you have Maria's number.
Who?
That you have Maria's number, my daughter.
I have your granddaughter's number.
Yeah, and Maria too, my daughter.
Is she also going to be a caregiver for you?
Well, that's the one. She's my daughter. She's my neighbor. So she can.
Right.
She works 11 to 7. So she sleeps from 8 to 3. She can have some of the hours.
Okay. So what's her name?
Maria Rios.
Okay, and can you give me her number as well?
Wait, let me look for it.
What? Okay.
Maria.
Okay. Right. Okay.
If you got a number and she don't pick up, call me again because I have like 7 phone number for her. She changed number. Lately, what I'm doing is when they change the number, I put the date. By the name, I put the date. Like my father changed his number yesterday. So I put his number, his name, new number, and the date.
Right. Smart. Okay, wait, what's Maria's last name?
Rios. R-I-O-S.
R-I-O-S. Okay.
And you talked to her before.
Yeah, I did. I did.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Amazing. So let's see what happens with the service coordinator. I would say to text her also, okay?
Okay.
And then let's take it from there. Tomorrow, again, just try calling her in the morning, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, sure, Adelaida.
Okay.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.